What up, Buzz? You tapped in? Okay, Goose, you tapped in too? All right, Chicago, y'all tapped in? All right, boys, let's crack them.
Daddy, you ready to see?
Feel like Mike in the fourth with the ball in my hands and I'm taking a shot. I'm the king in the madhouse on Madison, whether I make it or not. Now the crowd going crazy, they watching the play and I'm watching the clock. Got my shot in the air and the buzzer go off and I'm watching it drop. This team did things, MJ shot city, six rings. D-Rose, too big, too fast, too strong, history. And we good on that, put Jilla on the track and we good on whack. 3, 2, 1, everybody say Bulls on tap. Bulls on tap, our city pretty and gritty. Benny the Bull in the crowd getting hyper and litty. Me, I'm so drippy and slippery, nothing offends me. Banners on banners, we winners. We got the stats in the news. Go and subscribe, hang out with Buzzy and Goose. Tapping with us, we the truth. Jilla just murdered the booth.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Bulls on Tap. I'm your boy Buzz. I'm joined by my dude Goose, aka Bulls Scripted, and we're here to recap a weird game on Joakim Noah night. Bulls lost, first loss of the season to the New York Knicks, 104 to 103. But before we recap it, be sure to go to ontapsportsnet.com, for Chicago sports literature and podcasting needs, following us on Twitter at Bulls on Tap, at ontapsportsnet, following Goose with Bulls Scripted me. At Buzz on Tap, anywhere you can listen to podcasts, you can listen to us. 5-star rating and review. Goose.
Damn it, man. Damn it. I wanted that one. I fucking wanted it. I hate New York. I fucking hate New York. And I was talking all that shit earlier, and I got people tweeting at me now. How you feeling?
Not so good. You know, we start off the game hitting two threes, and you think shit's going to go good. And it really didn't go good. It was a really sloppy game. We shouldn't have had that chance at the end. And then that shot at the end. And I don't know if you kind of caught the banter between Billy and Zach on the way out to the floor. But you kind of got the feeling Zach wasn't getting a shot. And I'm not too happy that Zach didn't get the shot there.
I felt like Zach... I didn't like Zach inbounding the ball.
No, that usually works out.
No. Because that's exactly what you're saying. It usually works out. That's what they're fucking looking for, man. Okay. Like, come on. You have the best passer on the team and Lonzo Ball inbound the fucking ball and get the ball to Zach to let him take the shot. So, I mean, but we'll get into that real quick. As you said, this started off sloppy as shit. The Bulls hit 2 3-pointers to start the game. And it was just, I mean, dude, we could sit and say sloppy, I guess, all we want. I mean, they had 13 turnovers, the Bulls had 7 fucking turnovers.
No, they've won the turnover battle every night. It's the rebounding battle that we're getting killed on, and it's the offensive boards that bit us in the ass.
49 to 37.
And how many offensive boards did the Knicks have?
The Knicks had 11 offensive boards, the Bulls 5.
Yeah.
So... you know, I mean, it just comes down to it again, like we were talking about the other day when we got that win from Toronto or whatever. They're not going to keep winning games if they keep getting out rebounded. I understand we just lost by one and there was like this miraculous comeback that happened. I'm pretty sure it was Joakim Noah putting the juju out there for them to try to win the game on Joakim Noah night. But I mean, they got to figure something out here, you know. I don't know if that's, you know.
Well, they got to figure something out with this half-court offense, too, because it is a little stagnant. It's pretty ugly. You heard Stacey all night. We need some cutters. We need some movement. We need guys cutting to the basket. DeMar is supposed to be our driving kick guy. And to this point, he's done a lot more shooting than facilitating. So we'll see if that changes. But right now, there's a lot of the my turn, your turn thing going on.
I don't get why we keep having, you know, all of our offensive sets starting screens too. Like every time the big man's coming up and setting a screen, like, dude, just, I don't understand why they keep doing that over and over again. Like let these guys kind of create their own shots too. And that's where I'm having a little bit of a battle. I mean, hey, they've lost one game, but it's going to get tough. You know, the schedule is going to get more tough. You know,
no, and then we need to go 4-0 with the schedule we got.
Right. And we got Yump here. You know, Patrick Williams getting hurt, dude, on a flagrant foul.
And we're only getting smaller then.
Right.
And I love Javante and his energy, but he's not going to fix our rebounding issues. No. And I don't know that Pat will either at the four.
But he won't. And that's been kind of proven through the first three. I mean, he's not. Today was the first time we've really saw Pat get aggressive with a little bit of confidence to him. And that's after he started off absolutely terribly. He started off the game terribly on the defensive end and on the offensive end. Then he kind of got a little bit aggressive, you know, hits a nice little spin, little fucking hook. Then he hits a nice mid-range jumper. He was starting to get into it a little bit, almost got a body. And then that was where he got the flagrant foul and, you know, knocked his ass down.
And he was already battling an injury. So,
right. I mean, I don't know where they look here. I mean, you have a guy like Marko Simonovic that's down there that brings size, but he's in the G League. He's a rookie. I don't think that's the answer. You have Tony Bradley on your bench, and he came in. He gave you some decent minutes here tonight.
And like Stacey and Adam pointed out throughout the broadcast, he is getting his legs back. He didn't have a preseason. He's a big guy. So obviously it takes a little bit more for them to get in the flow of things. So hopefully we can get that added size here. It's nice to play small, but when you go against a team like the Knicks that's playing Randall and somebody like Mitchell Robinson at the same time, we just don't have the bodies to compete with that.
No, and that's a problem moving forward. I mean, I know that this is mostly a guard league now, but you still need bigs. You still need to rebound the ball. And we can have a fun fucking discussion on who the Bulls should target and trading-wise. I don't think that's happening anytime soon unless Pat's fucked. And out,
even if Pat's screwed, who are you trading? Kobe's not healthy yet,
right? And that's another problem that we need to talk about too is through the first couple games, the bench scoring. It's Caruso, and that's really it. I mean, Javante came in today, he had what, five? Yeah, he had five. So Caruso and Javante had five, Tony Bradley had two, Troy Brown Jr. had five, and Alize Johnson in his 3 minutes, where he kind of looked lost himself.
Shot he put up.
Oh, that was bad, bro. That was fucking that was some YMCA shit, bro. I was
And I wanted to get hyped for like his after play dunk, where he was showing a lot of hustle on that play, and then you know you got the ball and he slammed that shit, but it was a little cringe.
Yeah, it was not great. I don't know. They got to figure something out. When Kobe comes back, that should give you the pop off the bench and scoring, at least, because the Bulls are ranked 28th in the NBA in that right now. But yeah, they just weren't really good. You know, they beat. I want to say, like, I hate this statement, but I feel like they beat themselves more than the Knicks beat them. Even with being out rebounded, they just missed a lot of gimme shots. Lonzo did not look good. Defensively, of course, active. Offensively, not so hot for Lonzo. I mean, he had four assists, you know, six boards and stuff, but he missed a couple gimme shots. Vooch started. I want to see Vooch get a little bit more, man, because sometimes I feel like the guy's just hitting me. He goes 22-8-6 tonight, you know. Efficient as hell, too.
Tonight was a night that they should have found Vooch more, which is weird because given the matchup, I guess, seeing Randall, that's a positive matchup for Vooch. And Robinson, he's probably got too many moves for him down there in the post, too. So they probably should have fed Vooch more tonight.
Because
he struggled the first four games where they won, and tonight he had it, and they didn't go to him enough. We had DeMar and Zach both kind of forcing it. Zach was really ticked towards the end of the game.
I'm glad you brought that up. It's a good segue into, listen, I like Zach, and I know you like Zach too. That shit, I was getting irritated watching him get pissed off. And not at the refs. I was getting irritated at him. I'm like, you're not getting the fucking calls, man. I'm like, stop trying to force
it. Go.
When he ran in there for that forced jump ball, and he just initiated all that contact in the fourth, I swear to God, I screamed at my TV, put him on the fucking bench. I'm like, you're going to lose the – stupid decisions like that is what lose the game. Now, he redeemed himself by not pulling up for a three and taking that easy shot at the rim. You think
that's why Billy went with DeMar for the
It very fucking well could be, Goose. It very well could be. And, again, that's just
all – the immaturity? Do you think that this is showing this early that having people of the caliber to get the last shot and Zach not getting it is going to be a problem if they're not winning?
I don't want to say that right off the bat. I want to say that I felt like the game was physical, and I felt like Zach
took. Do you feel the officiating was a little askew there?
I felt it was inconsistent. And what I mean by inconsistent is like some fouls on one end, and this goes for both teams. They both shot, I mean, similar free throws. The Bulls had more free throws, actually. But I felt like it was a little bit more like the Bulls would get in there, right, in the paint and just, I mean, fucking ping-ponged and shit or whatever, and there'd be nothing. It would happen on the other end, there'd be something. But then there'd be like a little ticky-tack foul, and then the Bulls would get the foul and get to the line. And I was just kind of like, huh. Like, I didn't understand, like, how it was kind of working. It just didn't seem – it's kind of like watching an umpire in baseball, right, in his fucking strike zone. And it's, like, all over the place. Like, you know, and then you have, like, the ump scorecards that comes out. And it's like, oh, yeah, he was kind of outside the zone here and there a little bit, missed some calls here and there. It's like, yeah, I kind of felt like that. But I'm not willing to blame the refs. I'm blaming Zach for getting so pissed off and putting himself into stupid situations. And not, I'm not blaming him for the loss. I'm just saying that I just didn't understand why he let his frustration take over. Because that's not something we see Zach get pissed off sometimes. But today, he kind of like kept throwing himself into the fire.
Do you think it has anything to do with Randall getting an excessive amount of calls? Because there was undeniably a good amount of contact on a lot of these calls that Randall got. But at the same time, the Randall new rule this year is any awkward initiated contact by an offensive player is supposed to be an offensive foul. We had a lot of times tonight where we're throwing a double at Randall and that double comes and he just starts flailing. And
I mean,
like,
that's fair. Yeah.
Like I get it. He's a post player. So he gets a little more leeway, but at the same time, he's being defended and doubled by two guards. Lonzo was Randall's primary defender most of the night.
Right. Yeah.
So, like, where does Lonzo not get a little bit of leeway for being a great defender defending up? It's just – it's a little – I don't know. I guess I could see Zach's frustrations, but I completely agree with you in the sense that Zach cannot let those emotions control the game for him.
And, you know, after every timeout or a stop and play, you can go see the stats. You know, they're either up on the big-ass fucking United Center board that they got, or you can walk over to the scorer's table. Randall took 10 free throws. Zach took 9. You know, and whether
those two at the end, I was so excited.
Right. And whether, you know, Zach was upset that Randall was getting calls and he wasn't, is just like you said, it's kind of real. You need to fucking play through it and you just need to be cool. You know, like, listen, man. Yeah. Sometimes it just doesn't work the way you want it to. Like, you're not going to get these calls. And Zach needs to realize right now you're not James Harden and he's not getting it this year either. So it's like the first time in his career, or like, what was it, since 2011, that he hasn't taken like fucking 5 free throws or some shit in a game.
I didn't know that was a stat. I was seeing the replays of Harden pulling his typical bullshit and not getting the calls, but I didn't know that he went like for the first time since 2011 without 5 free throws in the game. That's interesting.
Yeah, it was just super fucking odd, you know, like it was just the NBA changed some rules around, and I feel like I was watching a couple games down here in the cave tonight. And I mean, I feel like they're letting these guys play a little bit, getting a little bit physical. I mean, I can't speak across the whole league, just like the games that I do watch while I'm down here. And I don't know, like I said, Zach needs to get his shit straight. You can't freak out like that. Now let's talk about the comeback here. Cause this felt like a game that we were going to lose by like 10 points. It just, every time they got within striking distance, they got fucked. And I feel like the rebounding has a lot to do with that, like you kind of mentioned before.
No, every time we'd get a stop, like we'd be within striking distance, and you would legitimately get the stop, but then you wouldn't get the board.
Right.
And then you're back to square one, and then you're just trading buckets. And we did get the comeback going. Down the stretch there, obviously Vooch missed the crucial free throw that would have had us tied. We would have been going to overtime. That was a pretty bad miss.
Yeah, it was bad.
But, you know, that's just being nitpicky. This game was not lost in the fourth. This game was made up. A lot of our mistakes were covered up. The score was covered up in the discrepancy in the fourth by what they were able to do in those last 2 minutes to make a comeback. It just hurts. But for the first time in 4 years, I felt like we were playing meaningful basketball. I was invested. I was worried. I was scared. There was something on the line. It was worth it. There was emotions invested, and it wasn't just so much a, we lose, we're in the lottery, it's okay. This shit meant something, and that felt good, even though it was sloppy and hard to watch at times. Yeah, just having that feeling back of this shit actually matters now,
right?
It is a great feeling.
One more thing before we get into the last play again. Were you surprised at all after watching Pat, you know, or not watching Pat, but hearing Pat wasn't coming back in the game, that you didn't get DJJ? Were you surprised by that at all?
I am a little curious about that.
I mean, because like the length, you know?
Because like the Condor.
Yes. Condor, man. Fucking Condor, man.
No, I'm obviously we're doing our own post game here, so we're not listening to Billy's press conference, but I would be very interested to hear somebody ask that question on why we haven't seen him in a rotation at all. And I'm grateful that we've seen Io, and even tonight, though he didn't score, I felt that he brought good energy off the bench. He was part of that crew that kind of sparked the run initially. But why are we not seeing this super athletic guy, especially with Pat going down?
And it's weird because, like, you know, Derek, while not the best three-point shooter, he can hit that corner free a little bit there. So, like, you know, I'm just kind of, even if he wasn't running into the paint and being, like, you know, super dunk contest DJJ or whatever, you know, but the guy can run the floor. He's a decent defender. He's long as hell, athletic as
hell. Our issue right now is boards. He's athletic enough to play the three, you know? So
he's not a great rebounder, but I mean, he's long enough to, I mean, bat balls away, kind of like he's, you know, like how when Javonte, like it's like Javonte's climbing a ladder to do that every once in a while. But
Javonte, the play didn't result positive for the Bulls. That block by Javonte towards the end of the game.
Yeah.
Is it bad to say that? Obviously, I don't want Pat out. I want Pat available, but I'm kind of a little excited to see Javonte get the starting nod again. His energy is infectious. I mean, a couple of years from now, we might joke about him like Keith Bogans, but the dude brings the fucking energy.
Yes, he brings the energy, but when I'm looking at this, I don't want Javonte Green in my starting lineup because
obviously we never wanted Bogans in the starting lineup either.
Well, Bogans was stone fucking faced, and there was a crazy
stat in the house tonight.
Yeah, I know there was a crazy stat back in the day from Bogans, and this fucking stat was gnarly as hell, dude. Like in the 2010-2011 season when Derrick Rose won the MVP, right? Anytime Keith Bogans scored like. And this went through like the first 60 fucking games of the year. Like if Bogans had scored 6 points or more, the Bulls were like fucking 32 and like three or some shit. Like they just didn't lose when Bogans scored over 6 fucking points in a game. But with Javonte is like, I like him coming off my bench. It's just, I'm realizing that.
No, obviously I don't want him to be our starter.
I know that. I know
you
that.
Know what you're going to get from
him. I love watching him play. I agree with you. I love watching him play. It's just, it's like, God, the fucking Band-Aids. Can't we just be healthy? You know,
what do we do at the four? Because even when we're healthy at the four, we're seeing, obviously, we're 5 games in. Pat's coming off an injury. He's young as hell. But tonight was the first night that we started to see that aggressive nature on both ends of the floor.
Yeah, he gets
whacked in the face on a flagrant, and we don't know what we're going to see him again.
Yeah, I don't know what the answer is at the four, because even when Pat's in, he's not a tenacious rebounder. Like, that's just not what he is. So, I mean, at this point.
And Randall, like, tonight would be a mismatch for him.
Right.
Like, Randall's just that much bigger.
Right, and Randall, I mean, fucking sucked tonight too, which was a good thing. Like, you know, the Bulls did a decent job on him, but he was fucking Magic Johnson and throwing the ball, slinging the ball around, getting assists and shit.
You gotta kind of love it that Tibbs has found a secondary Noah, a big man that has a knack for passing the ball, and he just puts all of his trust in him. They've run their whole entire offense through Randall. It is you have to applaud. Really?
I have, dude, I mean, right now, but
I also have to applaud it.
Right. So after the Bulls are down this whole time, we get into this last play of the game. And that's what we'll talk about here. The last play of the game. Zach comes into inbound the ball. Okay. It goes to DeMar. Zach comes running out. I thought the ball was going to Zach. And DeMar takes the ball, gets the elbow. Runs up, slips a bit, hesitates, then shoots an air ball to end the game. Vooch brought the extra defender over there like Stacey had brought up before. I was kind of having flashbacks of Denzel doing that to LaVine last year a little bit. And we need to check the bottom of DeMar DeRozan's shoes. Like, did someone sabotage this motherfucker? Like, did they put lube on the bottom of his shoes to make him slip so much tonight? Like, I don't really know. Seriously, man, when the ball went out of bounds, you weren't thinking the same shit and put something on his fucking shoe? Like, how come it was us falling over? DeMar fell, Lonzo fell once, Zach fell. Like, come on.
It was our home floor, man. I can't really.
Someone sabotaged him. These fuckers from New York did it. It's a conspiracy against us.
No, but I'm just going to say that DeMar can never wear whatever shoes he wore tonight again, because not only did he slip before the potential game-winning basket, but his foot slipped just that little bit on that out-of-bounds play where we would have had another possession.
Yeah.
Or he could have taken the lead. So, DeMar, you're not allowed to wear whatever shoes you had on tonight. Don't do that again.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I don't think anybody sabotaged us, unfortunately, I think.
They might have. I'm not willing to say, I'm not willing to say that they didn't sabotage us. But I don't know, man. Again, the last play I felt a little weird about, but, you know, you brought in DeMar DeRozan in Toronto. He hit a couple big shots down the stretch to help us win that game. I feel like you should go with Zach 10 times out of 10, unless Zach makes the conscious decision to kind of dish the ball off if trapped, or if it's just not a good look and he has the time to get somebody the ball with a clean look. Just, a little surprised by how that went down to end the game. And to your point earlier, was that because he was forcing it too much? What's the deal with that? And I mean, again, it's only one loss. You know, we'll learn moving forward. I didn't like that.
I wasn't a fan of the last play. It looked really awkward. Obviously, like you said, DeMar slipped / hesitated. Extra defender, you had a double team, two hands in your face, and it was not a good shot.
It's that fucking lube on his shoe. I'm sorry.
Hey, all we can do is joke. This one hurt.
I really wanted to win it for Joe, man.
For Joe. You mean for us?
I wanted them to win it for Joakim Noah is what I wanted. I wanted them to win it for Joakim Noah.
With all his Knicks banter, I thought you wanted it for Joe.
Oh, I see what you're saying. No, I wanted it for Noah. I wanted it for Noah, man. You know, and did you see the way he talked about Kirk Heinrich? How he just fucking beamed. I've been waiting to talk to you all day. I was going to text you, but I was like, I'm going to tell him face to face. When Noah was like, I let the captain down. I'm like, yeah, you hear what he called him? The captain. Motherfucking Captain Kirk, bro. But no, I wanted Joe to get, I mean, it looked really cool. The ceremony looked great tonight for Joe, and it seemed like he was really happy. Choked up a couple times. Wish we could have got a win for him, but, you know.
What was with not seeing so much Rose in the fourth? That kind of confused me. I felt like Derek had a really good game for them tonight.
Yeah.
And the fact that he steals the entire energy out of the UC anytime he does anything.
Yeah, Derek only played 19 minutes. It felt like he was out there a lot more. But, I mean, if you look at it, I mean, Kemba was fucking hitting shots left and right.
Kemba killed us. What was he from three? Like
5 or 6. Five or six.
Okay.
Yeah. We did a pregame spaces, and I was talking about trying to contain Evan Fournier and Kemba a bit there. And Kemba obviously just got really hot. Not that Kemba's like the greatest shooter ever, but he just got really hot. But they really contained Fournier tonight. He did not play great offensively. 4 for 14, 2 for 8 from downtown, 10 points, you know. Like I said, a lot to work on. You know, we have the Knicks 3 more times this year. And if the Bulls play better, you know, I'm sure the Knicks will also play better as well. You know, but if the Bulls don't beat themselves, I think that that's a win tonight. And I really do think that they beat themselves. And I think the biggest worry on this team, at least for me, is rebounding, lack of size. And I don't know how that gets addressed. I don't know how that gets fixed. But, you know, this is one that hurts because it's Joakim Noah night, but I'm glad they came back. I'm glad they made it a fucking game, because last year we would have lost by 12.
We did give that Noah effort in the last 2 minutes.
Right.
We almost had the miraculous comeback. Well, we get the Knicks again within the next 2 weeks, though, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so we get our shot at redemption. Obviously, it won't be Joakim Noah night ever again, and that'll always hurt. Especially because, you know, Noah robbed the Knicks and Thibs was in the house. Like, this was as symbolic as it got, and we choked. So it hurts. But just like I said earlier, having that feeling of a meaningful game back again and all these games coming up are extremely meaningful because we're playing teams that are better than us.
So. Speaking of that, we're playing Utah on Saturday night, and that's at home, and it's Tony Kukoc night. So, Brad Mason just beat me to that, actually. Tony Kukoc night this Saturday. So hopefully the Bulls can, you know, come out, learn from what they did here, and they're going to have a very it's a tough one, man. The Jazz are undefeated. The Jazz are good. I'm very excited to see the Donovan Mitchell, Zach LaVine matchup. I'm not very excited to see Rudy Gobert.
Vucevic matchup. Yep.
Hassan Whiteside matchup.
They got Whiteside too.
Yeah, dude. They got a ton of fucking size over there, bro. It's stupid.
So another mini nightmare for us.
It's stupid. They're fucking huge. Coach? Like, just not
Marco, happening. Get your ass back over here.
Yeah, get the fuck up here, Marco. Or you need to fucking call up Sacramento and be like, yo, what's up with Bagley?
No, for real, dude.
I know. I know. It's too early to be talking trades, man. But
is it? You're not playing the dude. That means it's not too early.
You're not fucking playing him. What does it take? I'm curious. What does it take?
Well, because this is his contract year, correct?
He'll
be a restricted free agent after.
Yeah, he'll be a restricted free agent. Yeah.
So what's it going to take? A fucking second? I mean, I guess part of our issue is we don't know what picks we're allowed to trade and which ones we can't because the NBA is going to take something from us.
Well, yeah, the investigation, which is bullshit, is still going on.
So what happens
if this investigation stretches to the fucking trade deadline?
So, no, and that's the thing. Like, at this point, you got to tell us what the fuck you're taking from us because you got handcuffs on us. If I'm AK, I'm just going to trade everything. You can't take it if I don't have it.
So this is Bagley's contract year. Right now,
benching him.
And yeah,
his agent wants his ass out of there.
He's appeared in one game for the Kings. Okay, he's averaging 2 points and 4 boards, and he played 10 minutes. This guy in his rookie year was 14-7, 14-7, 14-7, all throughout his career.
He was Chris Bosh Jr. coming out of the draft, and this guy can't even get playing time on the fucking Kings.
There's something there. That we don't know about. There's no fucking way.
Do you think they're holding them out? Do you think?
Hey, what's up from the Philippines, bro? I don't. Yeah, I have no idea what the fuck they're doing.
They freezing them out? They trying to get them for super cheap? Just trapped as a restricted free agent kind of thing? Is that like?
This doesn't make any sense because he's not developing if he's not fucking playing. He's only fucking 22.
Yeah, but that's the thing. If you know you got the talent, and you can get him for cheap as hell, and you know you're gonna suck anyway, why not?
And I know I hate using this shit. I really do. But, like, you know, you go to the projection boards for him and what people thought he might do this year. And he's, like, straight up, like, fucking 20-10 across any projection board you can go look at. Like, obviously we don't work in the NBA, okay? Like, there's something that could be going down here that is not fucking great. But, I'm curious on what it would take to get him because the Bulls need rebounding. They need a fucking four. I'm sorry. Like if Pat's hurt.
And he's a four. He's a four.
If Pat's hurt, like, I don't know what the fuck to do. Maybe this is something that does benefit Pat because he goes to the second unit. But it's not going to fucking happen. But, well, you know what? We have a new crazy front office, so it might happen. I don't know. But, I mean, I'm just looking at that name as somebody that's sitting there.
I guess the point you just brought up there is – probably the sticky situation here.
Yeah.
You trade for Bagley in a contract year. You're obligated to play him. He is more of a four. I know Pat isn't really a three, and we've established in the offseason that he's a four, by his own words. But
I think Pat could definitely play four. I don't think it happens.
Next to Vooch, like, boy, our rebounding everywhere is just,
it's trash.
It's not there. It's Vooch or nada.
Yeah, it's not great.
Anytime Vooch rotates on an offensive possession, it's just offensive rebound city. So it's, I don't know that, but that does pose a problem. Well, what would you have to give up? And if you get him, what does that do to your rotation? Because you're not going to move. Is DeMar going to the bench?
No.
The guy that you just paid, the all-star at the back end of his, you know, prime here?
No.
He's not going to the bench.
No, it would be obviously be Pat.
No, it'd have to be Pat.
You're right. Yeah, I mean, but again, that this is just all hypothetical nonsense. And we're not saying that we need to blow anything up because we lost the Knicks. If you're just tuning in, that's not, we already broke down the game and then we got into hypotheticals.
We're just saying we need some size, and if Bagley's there for cheap, let's fucking do it.
Yeah, I just been wondering about that, dude. He's just fucking sitting there, you know, I mean, not playing, and 22 years old. I mean, he was what, like the fucking second pick of the draft.
He went before Doncic. The Kings took Bagley over Doncic.
Yeah, he was a second pick of the 2018 draft. So it was Ayton, Bagley,
Doncic trade swap.
Right.
And then we had four, Jaren Jackson, and then you had Trae Young.
And then I can't remember who was six, and then you had fucking Wendell Carter Jr. who just got paid.
Six. Six was Bamba.
Oh, Mo Bamba, baby. Mo Bamba. Let's go. Fucking Mo Bamba.
What's going on with him? Is he available?
Dude, him and fucking Wendell had played a crazy pick and pop the other night.
Really?
Yeah, I swear to God. Go YouTube it when we get off.
Okay, no, I know. I saw Wendell had a big game the other night.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know that him and Mo were playing the floor together.
I just saw the clip. I was like, holy shit, because I don't really watch a lot of Orlando.
Who was the picker and who was the popper?
The picker was Bamba.
Okay.
And it was fucking sweet, dude. It was sweet.
Well, no, it was when they beat the Knicks?
I think it was, yeah.
Fuck.
I'm fucking pissed off right now. Bring up this Marvin Bagley shit. You know, we need to rebound the fucking ball. Rebound the ball. I don't know. Take steroids. Do something. Get up there.
Yeah, no, our second best rebounder has to be Lonzo Ball right now, and that's probably not going to cut it. I love Zoe, and he's a great rebounder, but if your point guard is your second best rebounder, you probably have a fucking problem.
Right, it's fucking bad. Yeah, you got to rebound the ball. You're not going to keep winning games. We're 4-1. We're not wanting to blow anything up, but you're not going to keep winning games if you can't rebound the ball. But I don't
want to blow anything up.
Yeah, I don't want to blow anything up yet because you know how people get. They're all like, oh, you fucking don't need Marvin Bagley.
You're going off the rails.
You're going off the rails. It's fucking five games into the season. All right. Oh, yeah, 40 games into the season when we're dead last in rebounding, you tell me.
Hey, we entered the night first in three-pointers. I don't think we ended the night first in three-pointers.
No, I don't think so.
We started first.
Yeah, we started first. Yeah, I don't think we ended there either. You got anything else before we ride out here, man?
No, just a little more emotional control, some more control of the glass, and a little bit more planned out half-court offense, and I think we'll be all right.
Here you go. Everybody, be sure you're going on tapsportsnet.com for all your Chicago sports literature and podcasting needs. Following us on Twitter at Bulls on Tap at OnTapSportsNet. Following Goose at Bulls Scripted, me at Buzz on Tap. 5-star rating and review anywhere you can listen to podcasts because you can listen to us there. We'll be back Saturday night after the Bulls take on the Jazz. And hopefully get a win. Let's go, Bulls.